Last weekend, Senator Lisa Murkowski made headlines for breaking with her party over the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Today, she rejoined her Republican caucus on a controversial health care vote. Murkowski, along with Senator Dan Sullivan, voted to greenlight the extension of short-term bare-bones health insurance plans. Democrats say the change is part of a Trump administration plan to sabotage the Affordable Care Act. But as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, Murkowski doesn't see it that way.
Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, led an effort to get rid of the Trump administration rule, and she made an obvious play for the two remaining swing votes on health care.
Mr. President, just over a year ago in this chamber, three brave Republican colleagues, Senator John McCain, Senator Susan Collins, and Senator Lisa Murkowski, joined all Democrats in voting against health care repeal legislation. They listened to the families of their states.
Baldwin needed to win over two Republicans to nullify the new rule that extends short-term plans. She got just one, Collins. Baldwin's resolution failed on a vote of 50-50. That leaves the Trump administration's rule in place. It allows people to be on the short-term plans for up to 3 years. During the Obama administration, the limit was 1 year, then it was reduced to 3 months. The short-term plans can exclude coverage for things like pre-existing conditions and pregnancy.
These plans are junk insurance.
That's Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic minority leader.
This administration wants to let these junk insurance plans run rampant and let people be duped into thinking they're having insurance when it covers almost nothing.
They might appeal to young, healthy people, which Democrats say would leave only older, sicker people in the individual market, driving up the cost of their insurance. Murkowski says she voted to keep the 3-year term because she wants Alaskans to have the option of a cheaper plan, even if it has less coverage.
To eliminate any options is just a hard thing for folks, given the high costs that we have.
But Murkowski doesn't see the Spartan plans as a permanent solution.
I don't think that we're at that sweet spot yet. I think 3 years is too long. But I also think that 3 months is too short.
Alaska Insurance Division Director Lori Wing Heyer expects only about 500 Alaskans will buy short-term plans under the new rule. She does not think the extension will undermine the state's individual market.
Not really.
Most Alaskans have insurance sponsored by their employers or the government. Only 18,000 Alaskans buy their own plans on the individual market. Wing Heyer says nearly all of them get a subsidy. Switching to a short-term plan with skimpier coverage isn't going to be attractive to them, Wing Heyer says, because they would have to give up their subsidy.
We think for people that just have not bought anything because they were not eligible for a subsidy and consequently they're bare, those will be the people that look at these short-term plans.
The Senate's vote keeping the 3-year limit for short-term plans fell along party lines, with the exception of Collins, who voted with the Democrats. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.